and Hall of Famer and Utah Jazz first-round draft pick Blue Edwards, you're listening to Pirate Basketball Overtime on the Sports Objective, your home for the best East Carolina hoops coverage.
Welcome. Welcome. You have entered the home of the ECU Pirates. Pirate Nation, stand up and put your hooks in the sky. Let's make this competition feel what it's like to be surrounded. Y'all with me? Come on. Yeah. Let's get it started. Get your hands in your pocket. Turn up the volume. We're the bomb and you're the target. It's on. Mind blowing with the whatnots. Doing everything but stop. Trust dog. Y'all ain't ready for this. High powered. ECU's on fire.
Pirate Basketball Overtime right here on the Sports Objective. I'm Dave Richmond along with my good buddy, Kyle from LaGrange Barber. It's been a long time since you and I have done a show, like a two-man show. It's been probably back to Denny's back in March of 2018.
We've done them, you and I, since then. But, yes, 4 years ago that we started this, just the two of us. And no, it wasn't at Denny's, it was at IHOP.
You can tell I'm tired. We're doing a late night version of the show, trying to get everybody together, it's like herding cats. So Kyle and I said, hey, we're going to do the show, we're going to move on, and we have so much to talk about. First of all, we want to say we hadn't had a chance to do the overtime as the Bearcats beat the Pirates 74-63 on Thursday, ending the era second time around. For Joe Dooley, a lot of comments have been made yesterday, as we found out 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon, the 5 o'clock hour, that had happened. We have been anticipating this for actually, those of you that don't know, I know myself, Kyle, and Bubba have been talking about it for 2 years, is when we first started hearing about rumblings that there was definitely, shall we say, the marriage was not going well between Gilbert and Dooley and Ryan Robinson. So, anyway, Kyle, how are you, man? How you feeling? I guess you're really not shocked or surprised.
No, it didn't surprise me. I thought there was a chance. You know, we finished 500. I do think I wonder, had we beaten Cincinnati, would one game have made a difference? It's hard to fire somebody with a winning record. I think certainly had we won two more games, I think he would have had to give him a one-year extension. I think we'd have 16, maybe 17, definitely. He would have given him a one-year extension, but no more because he didn't want him here. They didn't get along. And I kind of thought maybe that's what would win out, would be a one-year extension, even at 500, and then next year determine what was going to happen long-term. But just like with Ruffin McNeil and Jeff Confer, when things get personal and the AD doesn't want you here and you get a few donors who either back you or don't care, then you can go ahead and have free range to fire a coach, even though it's the wrong decision. And it is the wrong decision. Here's the thing. If I thought for a minute that John Gilbert, and you're going to have a lot more to say about this than me because you're way more passionate about basketball in general, and you're a bigger Joe Dooley fan than me, just to be honest. But based on our basketball history and how tough of a league the American is, having a 500 record is respectable. And we really should have had a winning record. It was so close so many times. And, you know – and I'm going to jump in the gun on this because this is something that hasn't been discussed yet. Pirate Nation, we had a CBI invitation on the table. I don't think an American Conference team is allowed to participate in the CIT. At least that's what I was heard, so I don't know if that's accurate. But I know we had a CBI invitation on the table. And, you know, I didn't even put my name up here. I have no name. There's no crayon graphic on my name. But I am Kyle from LaGrange Barber. But we had a CBI invitation on the table. I'm sure that was pending some results in some other conference tournaments, but it looked like at 500, we were going to the CBI, which is, it's the third best tournament. After the NIT, it's definitely where you want to go. And another missed opportunity there. You could have grown the program and said we're rebuilding again. And if I thought for a moment that John Gilbert had some great candidate, some successful low major or lower mid-major programs head coach that had been red hot and we were going to go make a splash hire. I'm not even talking about a big name. I'm just talking about somebody who had been winning at a lower level school at a high level if I thought he had somebody like that, it would lessen the blow for me. But I don't. I don't have confidence based on Gilbert's track record. He hires people he's familiar with. He doesn't go out and try to look for the best candidate. He likes to hire people he's familiar with traditionally. And there's a lot of rumors about assistant coaches out of Tennessee that may be on the short list of candidates. You know, I saw the only proven head coach at Dave that I've seen his name come up is the guy down at Georgia State, who's another former Tennessee assistant. And, you know, I'm not sure I'd leave Georgia State and the city of Atlanta with a brand new basketball arena to come to East Carolina.
No, here's the deal. And Elliot, I appreciate you very much for being a great listener and viewer, but he says that, that he was not successful at ECU. Let me tell you something, folks. Here we go. The problem we have at East Carolina, Kyle, is that you have to have a commitment to the program. And just like the thing that's driving me nuts, and I want to make it very clear, and I know Bubba and all of behind the scenes, but we've been very fair to obviously Mike Houston with the football program, but we have people in the media, we have people around town that are saying that we didn't have quality wins and we didn't have enough. Look, if you want to play that game, we can do that with football too. There's a double standard. You know, I love how the funny thing is, if we're being fair to both programs, football and basketball, it's funny how we're willing to.
Well, this doesn't have to be a football versus basketball thing.
That's not where I'm going with it. No, as a matter of fact, I'm making that very clear that we love Mike Houston. We support Mike Houston. We had a winning record. I'm just saying, don't play by the numbers, because when you play by the numbers, just like in politics, I can make any kind of argument and manipulate the numbers to satisfy whatever argument I want.
Well, here's a point that you're missing, Dave, and I'll shut up and let you have the floor, because I already thought a lot. But let's look at it like this: year three for Mike Houston, based on tradition of Pirate football and the amount of success we've had. Year three should be about the mark you turn the program around based on who we are and what we are traditionally. So if by year three you're not posting a winning season, I think it's a disappointment. So now let's flip that over to basketball. Based on our tradition and history, how the hell could you say it's a three-year rebuild? How could you say in the American Athletic Conference, which is a higher conference than we've ever played in, except the early days of Conference USA – you know, this competition is so much stiffer. How can you say by year three, Joe Dooley should have had this thing turned around based on who we are and what we are? So you automatically give him a fourth year. Okay. Now, in year four, did he succeed at the same level as Coach Houston did in year three? No, he didn't. He didn't boast the winning record where Coach Houston did. But he came pretty close. He went 500 and – you know, you go back to both the UCF games and a couple other games here and there, Cincinnati and Greenville. Yeah. We would be having a winning record. So he was pretty close in year four, and I give Mike Houston a one-year advantage because it's football over basketball at East Carolina. He deserved, based on our history and where we were, he deserved one more year to see what he could do. But you take it from there, Dave, and I'll just say whatever you're going to say, and I'll shut up for a while.
No, what the problem is, guys, Elliot, I love you to death, brother, but let me tell you something. The problem we have now is there's not a commitment to basketball. And, Elliot, I would be with you except for we've been here. We've seen – how many times do you have to – Elliot, how many times do you have to see this bad movie over and over and over again? Guess what? We're going to be firing a coach in 4 years and the next 4 years and the next 4 years. I mean, this is like a presidential election for us. Every 4 years, we fire a basketball coach. Stop the insanity. What we need to do right now is to make a commitment to the basketball program, okay? Make a commitment to the basketball program. It's not Joe Dooley. It's not – you can put Mike Steele. You can put any coach in there. Jeff Lebo was a winner here. And guess what? This is the best season we've had in 8 years, and Gilbert just screwed up. You know why he screwed up? Because now all the players, most of your players are going to be gone. He doesn't understand there's a thing called a transfer portal. Those guys may have been gone. You could argue that. But the bottom line is you blew up a program that didn't need to be blown up. And now there's going to be more suffering. You know, the late Walter Williams said he didn't have time for another 4 or 5 year, you know, build. We keep building. And what are we building? What are we doing? And I just think that it's we need to treat basketball the way we do football, not making it. I know with you. And just like, you know, I think, Elliot, you said we don't have an indoor practice facility. That's not anti-me at all. That's not what we're saying. In fact, I want an indoor practice facility. I've been asking for a capital campaign improvement for 4 years since we've been doing this program. And guess what? They told us we were going to have one in January. They told us we were going to have one in March, and we still don't have one. I've been, in fact, Kyle can tell you, he thinks I'm nuts, but I've been saying we need to have a multi-million dollar campaign, be aggressive. When we don't get it done, if it takes us 10, 15 years, at least we have something on there. But now, let me ask you guys this. Now that this decision is made, this puts Gilbert under a lot of pressure. He has to get the decision right on the basketball coach. For he fired a popular coach. And the last time a popular coach was fired, that would be Jeffrey Confer. Ask Jeffrey Confer. He doesn't even have a career anymore because of a bad decision he made. And guess what? Hey, Kyle, you won't believe this. I'm going to give Jeff Confer credit for one thing. He had the guts to have a press conference. He didn't wait to Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. How lousy. Also, Gilbert, very lousy. He wouldn't let Joe Dooley talk to his own players. Are you kidding me? He's not a criminal. And I just I think Gilbert's – I tell you what, unless Gilbert has a home run hire, he needs to go. And I'm saying this publicly. You've lost my support. I like you personally, but in 3 years, we haven't seen anything. We have not seen anything. And all you had to do was give the man an extension. You got an extension. You got an extension. I think Joe's done a lot for the basketball program. And how about the fact we had practice balls? You guys couldn't even buy practice balls. Everybody on this podcast and watching and on the show could go out and buy basketballs for the program ourselves. And that's your daily job. I hear you guys working 12, 14 hours a day. What are you doing in 12 or 14 hours a day for this program? We're spending a lot of money on your salaries. It's time to show up or put up or shut up. And, you know, hey, we may lose the credentials for access to the program and a lot of stuff. That's what Confer did and his cronies for Pirate Radio and our friends in the media several years ago. They wouldn't let him do a lot of stuff with the program. You know, look, I love you guys, but I love ECU more. And I'm sick and tired of making all these bad mistakes over and over. And guess what? You fractured the fan base again. We were starting to pull together with football. We have Cliff that's doing a great job with baseball. We've got a lot of great coaches. All you had to do was extend Dooley. That's not hard. But the fact of the matter is, Kyle, they made a decision. This is business 101. Look at me. Business 101. You don't make business decisions based on emotion. And that's exactly, they did not like Dooley because he wouldn't drink beer with them and go out and play golf with them and Roddy. They didn't like him personally. And you know what? This is going to be better for Dooley. Dooley's going to get a job where he'll be in Kansas and cutting down the nets. And we're going to be losing by 30 next year. So this is just nuts that this happened. Not happy. We knew it was going to happen because we knew what it is. Gilbert has an ego and he wants to put his own man on there. And here's another thing I'm sick and tired of hearing about. We need to save money. So guess what they're going to do, Kyle? They are going to spend like $400,000 on a coach and we're going to get murdered. Who in the world? What good candidate is going to come and
they're not going to hire a coach for $400,000. That's nonsensical. You're good on everything else, but that part.
No, here's the thing. They want to give it to an assistant coach. This is the plan. I'm telling
you. Yeah, but an assistant coach from Tennessee, is not going to come here for $400,000.
No, hey, I know, that's what they want to do.
That already.
They want to diminish our basketball program like it hasn't been enough, and God forbid we actually start winning. The best season we've had in 8 years, and you get rid of a guy that makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. And you know, NC State. You're talking about the NC State has an athletic director who actually stood up for his basketball coach, unlike the one we have here who gets rid of him just simply because they don't like each other. In fact, there's a lot of stuff we've heard, and we could spend hours on the show. We're not going to, but you know what? Now the proof is in the pudding. Okay, you get rid of Dooley. Who are you going to hire? Who are you going to get?
And that's me. It's the biggest question. You know, some people, you know, some people were okay with the decision for Dooley to be fired. A lot of people weren't. And there was a lot of people that was indifferent. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with Pirate basketball. And I'll circle back around to what you were saying about who's Gilbert going to hire. I think one of the biggest problems is there's a lot of indifference about Pirate basketball now. And I'm guilty of that. But I don't really think I'm part of the problem. I'm not a basketball fan. Basketball is my least favorite sport. So the problem we have is a lot of people who are East Carolina football fans suddenly become Duke basketball fans or Carolina basketball fans, and somehow that's okay. And it's not. You're either a Pirate or you're not. So you need to support Pirate basketball if you're a basketball fan. And I'll tell you this, and this is why I think Gilbert wanted Dooley to fail and wanted to replace him. He didn't do anything to promote the battle. You tell me one damn thing Gilbert and Ryan Robinson have done to promote ECU basketball. Anything they've said about, hey, this is a good start to the season or a big conference win or nothing. There's been nothing to promote. In fact, they don't do anything to hype up much of anything here lately. You know, Bubba pointed out yesterday it's been 10 days. What was it, 10 days or 8 days, 9 days, something like that. This was as of yesterday that we've uploaded the new YouTube video. Now, in that time, we played in the conference tournament in basketball and went undefeated in the effing Keith LeClaire Classic, you know, which is a tournament to honor our legendary head baseball coach, Keith LeClaire. Now, how in the hell have we not put up a video on YouTube during that time? What is our social media department doing? You know, we should have interns doing that. The athletic department should constantly be working social media, should be posting things on YouTube to promote the brand and the product. We are the most stagnant, do-nothing bunch of sons of bitches I've ever seen in my life. Jeff Comfort was an absolute asshole, and he fired Ruffin McNeil, and he sucked. And you feel the same way about Dooley, and I'm not that passionate about it, but I am passionate about sucking, or should I say not sucking. And John Gilbert and Ryan Robinson and the entire athletic administration – and let me rephrase that. Definitely not the entire athletic administration. But the leadership, they suck. John Gilbert, to me, shows absolutely no outward leadership. Now, I don't work with the man, so maybe he's a great leader internally. But outwardly, he's a shitty leader. He does nothing to get anybody excited or motivated. And the man's personality, I don't even talk about his personality, because he's about as boring as watching paint dry. But that is what it is. You know, he doesn't. There is no. What's the Pirate Club doing? Well, I mean, what are we doing right now? You know, football season tickets are on sale, and the only promotion I see about them is crappy radio spots. There's no excitement being created about Pirate athletics in general. It doesn't seem like they're creating a lot of buzz for Pirate baseball this year. So just period, what are we doing? So you take that and you look at it to basketball, and they did nothing to help Joe Dooley to promote the basketball program to help him succeed. So I don't know what they expected. When you put in shit, you're going to get shit. And that's what's been put into ECU basketball. Bob, Dave, I really do. I think just from a pay structure – you say $400,000. No, we're probably going to be in around the $1 million range. So
No, they're not. Look, dude, if they wanted to pay that much money,
Dooley was making $900,000.
They want to save money, dude. That's what they
Dooley
said.
Dooley was making $900,000. How much was Dooley making?
He was supposed to get $1 million plus the $250,000 bonus.
Well, let's say minimum we pay our head coach $800,000 to $900,000. If you're coming from a low major, let's say you've been very successful at a low major, you the last three seasons you've had 20 plus wins, and you know you're making $300,000 a year, $400,000 a year, you're going to be happy to come and get $800,000 or $900,000. There's plenty of people, if he's creative with the search, he could get that on paper would probably be good hires. But if he goes and hires some assistant from Tennessee, and you know one of the biggest names they're being talked about is, I can't even think of his name, Dave. If you have a name list, I'm horrible remembering names. But he's a former NC State basketball player. Last name's like Rainey or something, but he, whatever his name is. He played basketball in NC State. I believe he's from the Charlotte area. Now he's assistant coach of Tennessee. That'd be a terrible hire. No head coaching experience. He's a Wolfpacker. I can't imagine too many Pirates getting behind that. They're going to have to be sold on him. And so can we get a exciting name?
I was right. It's Gainey, Justin Gainey.
Could we get an exciting head coaching hire? Yeah, we could. But we probably won't. Because Gilbert has – you know, let's look at Gilbert's track record. With the exception of I think our softball hire was a good one from George Washington. But and I can't remember if Gilbert had background with him or not. So, off the top of my head, the only person – do what?
You're talking about Shane Winkler from – wasn't that Charleston Southern?
Our softball coach came from – I thought he came from George Washington.
Let me look at that again, but – but anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so Kim McNeil is the only person I know for sure that Gilbert didn't have any previous background with. He hires people he knows. Our new soccer coach just came from Lenore Ryan, and nothing against the guy, but he's from Lenore Ryan, which is, you know, Gilbert's background. He's a Lenore Ryan grad. So he tends to make, you know, he either hires that are strangely cheap, like our volleyball coach. And I'm not knocking any of these people. Or he goes out and he hires people he knows, Ryan Robinson. So from looking at history and his history with Tennessee, he's probably, you know, the rumors are he's going to hire an assistant off the Tennessee staff. And I just don't see how that's going to excite Pirate Nation.
No.
I can't imagine Pirate Nation getting excited for any assistant coach coming from Tennessee. Hey, how about this? How about we quit hiring basketball coaches from football schools and quit hiring football coaches from basketball schools? You know, Montgomery from Duke, and I mean, I just
that's a great point.
Anyway, Dave, you take the floor, man.
No, it's just here's the thing, guys. For me personally. Are we happy, like, jumping up for joy for 15-15? Of course not. Those of us, Kyle is very passionate. And I know, Kyle, the great thing about you, Kyle, is I'll give you credit, even though I know you say you're not a basketball fan, I remember we talking about you went to a lot of those games of the CIT run, I believe. And that's another thing about this situation. Let me make this point. So if we had a CBI invitation, right, you have to pay to be in the CBI. So when Dooley told Gilbert, this is great, folks. You're going to love this. When Dooley told Gilbert that we had a CBI invitation, he said, why would we do that? We have to, we want to save money. There's this new thing.
Here's the thing. If during the CIT run, you know, the one we won, do what?
CIT doesn't cost you anything. It's free.
I thought you had to pay to host.
You don't on that, but
are you sure?
Yeah, we're talking about that yesterday off the air to someone else.
Okay, all right. Well, I thought at one time you had to pay to host the CIT. Either way, if it was promoted as well as that CIT tournament was promoted, we would sell out every game and we would make money on it like we did during the CIT run.
Yep.
But they do nothing to promote anything. Because they either don't put forth the effort or they don't know how. Give us a call. We'll teach you how. So I don't know, man. I get very frustrated. And I don't dislike Gilbert as a person. You got to give him credit for the Mike Houston hire, even though, again, the Gardner-Webb familiarity. But the Mike Houston hire, you know, he gets credit for that.
Lenore Ryan. Lenore Ryan.
What did I say?
Gardner Webb. It's okay. Don't worry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lenore Ryan. Yeah, yeah. But Lenore Ryan. Yes, of course. So, but, you know, he gets credit for the Mike Houston hire because he made it, even though I think a blind squirrel could have made that hire. He was the obvious choice. But so you can't say Gilbert's done nothing good. But besides that, what has he done? And look, I know he came into a bad situation with our program financially, with Town Bank Tower, et cetera, that Jeff Confer put us in. But Gilbert does nothing to excite the fan base. Ryan Robinson You know, he seems like he has a lot of energy and talks a lot, but he doesn't say anything. And, you know, I don't see any direction with the Pirate Club. It just seems like we're going nowhere. And there seems to be no excitement. I don't think we've done a good job of creating excitement for anything. I don't know. It's hard not to be critical. And I know this seems to focus back to basketball and Joe Dooley, but I think it's a bigger problem. And I'll be shocked, and I think everybody will, except maybe a handful of people, Dave. But if we hire a current sitting Division I basketball coach, because I don't think we're going to go get a big name that's not coaching. So if we hire a current sitting Division I head basketball coach that's had success at a high level, how surprised would you be?
Very surprised. The whole point of hiring an assistant is you give them their first job opportunity, and then that way you don't have to pay them as much, and we're going to get killed every night. That's the plan. But the good news is you save money. So just remember that. That's the whole mentality. You have to have a mindset. You have to have a winning mindset. Basketball should be the second most profitable sport at East Carolina, and there's no reason in the world why we should have a tip-off dinner for a fundraiser. Midnight Madness pays. We were up here one of the longest.
Well, you got to promote it. What you're talking about, tip-off dinners and Midnight Madness, is creating excitement. And they don't do a damn thing to create excitement.
No. And that's the problem I have is that, you know, here you are. You don't want to pay, look, ECU, you don't want to pay Joe Dooley $1 million, but you pay John Gilbert $500,000 to be a athletic director. That's fine. That's pretty much the going rate for the size of our school. Hey, I don't knock him because they've given him an extension. I thought they should give Joe Dooley an extension. They didn't. But now you put pressure, like I said, on yourself. What you're going to have to do now is you've got a lot of fan base people like me that are very angry. I think that Gilbert underestimated how many people love Dooley. They hated Dooley so much they didn't care about pissing off the fan base. And
well, here's the thing, Dave. I think basketball attendance, I think they just didn't think that many people care. And truth be told, there's a whole bunch of y'all that love Dooley, and you're probably the same ones that were going to most of the basketball games. But I think there's a whole bunch of people who just don't care. That, you know, it's not that they wanted Dooley to be fired. They just don't care. And I think that's why the backlash – he's not going to get the backlash that Jeff Confort got over Ruffin McNeil. It's just not going to happen. But I'll tell you what could happen. If he makes a bad hire and we have a 6-win season next year, 7-win season, 8-win season in basketball, and then the following year after that it happens again, people are really going to start questioning John Gilbert again. I don't know why more people – just the lack of creating any kind of excitement with anything.
There was no basketball season ticket promotion at all?
No.
I mean, none.
When's the last time when you ask him about scheduling non-conference games in football, it's always we're going to schedule some friggin' FCS opponent. Or when you ask him about, well, you know, we're pretty much filled up through 2027, 2028. Well, that's great. Are we going to play friggin' football after that? Because Confort, and I hate Confort, he filled up the schedule with the exception of the ODU games through 2027, 2028. Are we going to start scheduling games for 2030 and 2031 and 2032? You know, that generally, unless football's scheduling philosophy has changed, and maybe it has, I don't know, I'm not in that day-to-day process, you make your football schedules pretty far out. So when are we going to start scheduling beyond that? Does Gilbert have the ability to schedule anybody in football that's not named Old Dominion with somebody that's going to come and approach us? Old Dominion is somebody who approached us. Are we going out and approaching people? Are we going out trying to schedule people on our own? Or are we just waiting people to – he doesn't seem to go out. He doesn't seem to be a forward thinker. Everything he does seem to be reactionary. He doesn't seem to just go out and grab stuff and try to take it. And if you're at East Carolina, you got to take stuff. You can't wait for somebody to come give it to you. You got to take it. And I think that's something he doesn't have that mindset. And I think that's a very detrimental flaw being a leader at East Carolina. You've got to have the mindset that you're going to go take it. And but back to Dooley. Again, it's about, you know, Or are we going to try to hire an assistant, like you said, and like I'm scared that we're going to do? I think that'd be a huge mistake. I think you got to have somebody with head coaching experience. I'm sick of retreads, unless it would be a big name. I'd love to hire a young, up and coming Division I head coach that is at a smaller, you know, low level Division I that's having a lot of success, and somebody wants to come here for a pay raise and to coach in a bigger conference. And, you know, that's something we really haven't had. You know, Bill Herrien would be the exception. That everybody else we've hired in recent history and at East Carolina basketball has been a retread. And somebody would say an assistant certainly wouldn't be a retread, and that's true. But, man, you don't want to get your head coaching experience, your first head coaching job at East Carolina. That's just not going to work out well.
Yeah, well, we're dead last in spending for our basketball program, and they can say they've improved it and all that mess. But, you know, if you look at the program as a whole, the question you have to ask yourself, is the program better now than when Joe Dooley inherited it? You look at the APR, they've improved that. In fact, Joe Dooley tonight with Brian Bailey said that it's true. They've graduated every single player since he's been here. How about that, Kyle, for a basketball program at ECU? We've graduated every single player that's been with us. So how about that?
He must mean that we're seniors because – yes, there's been a bunch of people transfer in and out. So I don't quite understand that, but I don't understand. That's still kind of a weird point to make with the way kids transfer nowadays. But
we've had some that they didn't make it, but that's the whole nor here nor there. But the main thing is this was a huge mistake. It was based on they didn't like the coach instead of results. This was not about results. And again, when people talk
about it, was an excuse. What it was, Dave, let's put it out here like it was. It was an excuse to fire somebody you didn't like. It was the same with Russell McNeil. He did just bad enough that they could excuse fire him. You know, I think if he had a winning season, just like I think if Robin had a 6-win season, Comfort wouldn't have fired him. And his previous results should have been enough not to fire him. But I think Dooley's previous results weren't enough. And this year he did just enough, or excuse me, didn't do just enough, posted a 500 record versus a winning record. I think if he had a winning record, even if it was just one game over 500, there was a good chance he'd have got a one-year extension.
So if you go by wins and losses, though, Kyle, last year we had 8 wins, and this year we had 15, right? So you can, like I'm saying, you can play those numbers. I've got so many examples I can tell you how they have done everything they can to make sure – that this administration, as far as the basketball program, failed. And the thing is that
they certainly did nothing outwardly to help them that I've seen. And I just don't – you know, I think Comfort was just painfully obvious – that he was a slime ball. And I don't think he ever was a slime ball, but you can only hide the fact that you're not very good at your job for so long before it's going to become obvious to enough people. And, you know, maybe he's good inside with managing money. Maybe he's a Nick Floyd type. I don't know. You know, I don't know how in debt we still are. Transparency was always a big thing. And I know we get the letters from the helm. But transparency was always a big point of contention with Jeff Comfort. There wasn't much transparency. And how much transparency are we truly getting right now with this administration?
We're not. Again, guess what? Why would you fire a coach on Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. unless you want to be cowardly about it? I'm sorry, but that's a terrible thing. You're not letting Joe Dooley talk to his players. And then you put out a press release that says.
Let me comment on that. I heard you and y'all talking about that before. John Gilbert can't keep Joe Dooley from talking to his players. He might not allow him access to formally meet with them. Boys, meet me at Chili's at 8 o'clock tonight. You know, I don't know why. You know, you always hear that crap. I don't know why athletic directors do that, because the coach is going to talk to the players anyway. I don't know if it's a control thing to try to control the narrative, but the players are going to form their own opinions no matter what some asshole in a suit comes and says. The players are going to form their own opinions, so you can't control the negative, the narrative. You can all you want. You can try to, but Dooley talked to, right. Dooley talked to his players. You know, so that whole he didn't let him talk to his players thing. You know, like you said, it's 2022. That don't mean too much to me. If Dooley didn't call a meeting with his players, then I put that on Dooley. Now, if he didn't formally do it and wasn't allowed to formally do it on the campus by the athletic director, he still did it. He would have had to have. So that really doesn't matter to me. That's more of a symbolism thing, Gilbert trying to take control, but it really don't amount to a hill of beans in 2022.
Exactly. Well, I will tell you this. Your basketball coach better have a winning record, and we better be going to the NIT, the NCAA in the first year to get rid of it. That's my expectation, because if you get rid of Dooley, you're going to have to.
Well, I'll say this though, Dave. You know,
that's my expectation from John Gilbert.
We might not like the hire, and that'll make it a lot easier. But we don't want to cheer against whoever the next head coach is, and we want them to be successful. We may end up loving the hire. You know, I doubt it. I think it would be real smart right now of John Gilbert. Real smart. If plan A was to go hire one of his assistants from Tennessee, change plans. Change plans right now and get somebody that's a young, up-and-coming head coach that's going to excite Pirate Nation. I don't think in a big name's realistic. Or either get somebody with Pirate ties. I think Gardner Webb's head coach. I can't think of his name right now. Tim Kraft. Huh?
Tim Kraft.
I think, you know, Tim Kraft maybe isn't the best candidate on paper, but he's done enough at Gardner Webb. You know, they finished second in the Big South this year, had like 19 wins. They had a couple years back, they had a 23-win season, I believe it was. So Tim Kraft has certainly had enough success at Gardner Webb where you could justify the hire. And his, you know, he was on on Lebo's staff. So Pirate Nation is very familiar with him. Something like that. You know, if all else fails, this would be something I was looking at if I was Gilbert. Because, homie, if you're planning on going and hiring an assistant from Tennessee, it ain't going to work out. You're going to lose the press conference. Fans ain't going to get behind it. And the odds of him being successful and successful in a hurry are slim to none. And I think that's maybe your point, Dave. If you truthfully believe in year five, Joe Dooley wasn't going to build on 500, then you better be bringing in somebody you think by year three is going to be taking us, you know, I won't say year one, but in year three that you think is going to have 20-plus wins. Because that's the expectation. If 500 in year four with that COVID year in there, so who knows what we would have done last year.
Yeah, we were 9-1. Yeah. After we were 9-1 at Christmas time, and Kyle, right. So, I gave you credit. You were the one that as soon as you heard that Dooley let those players go home, you said, yep. Man, I'm not a basketball fan, but that is a terrible decision. And I give you credit. I give you credit for that and it happened again this year. But I'll tell you one thing, and you're right, Craig. I wasn't saying rooting against any ECU coach. What I'm saying is the very fact of when Gilbert made this decision,
It's kind of like this. It's like the Montgomery thing. It gets to be a point where you're not rooting against them, and granted, but it's sub-painfully obvious. Sometimes it's sub-painfully obvious from the time the hire is made, like it was with Scotty Montgomery. Well, you're an expert, and I'm not a basketball expert, but I am a college football expert. And anybody that wants to dispute that, let's talk. And I knew the Scotty Montgomery hire was a terrible hire from day one, so it's hard to support something from day one. Well, you know, it's a bad decision. So if you're just from the outside, being a casual college basketball fan, I think hiring an assistant from Tennessee to be the head coach at East Carolina, it's never been a head coach before, it's going to be a bad decision. So, yeah, you hope you're wrong that they succeed, but when they immediately started to fail, it's just human nature to go, told you so, told you so. So you better hope whoever comes in here is a guy who verbally can unite Pirate Nation or can go ahead and win on the basketball court, one of the two, preferably both.
No question. We what we've got to do now is what I was saying, too, about the that very fact about going to the NIT or the NCAA tournament. The reason I brought that up is the very fact that you'd have to have some big name coming in. Do I think that we are going to the NCAA tournament next year or the NIT? No, what I'm getting at is you better have somebody that's way better than Dooley because we had that 500 record. Yes, we were 6-11. It's the best we've ever done. We tied that again in the American. But guess what? Look at Suggs going down. We had, I mean, you could just go. J.J. Miles went down. J.J. Miles in his senior, I hated for the kid because he came back for like three games. He was never the same from that injury. So we can make a lot of excuses. I'm just telling everybody that the last athletic director that made this a bad decision, he's no longer with us. By the way, Kyle, we still have one more year to pay off for Comfort, $30,000 a month for the next year. So how about that? That would be great, wouldn't it? $30,000. I'm sorry, $30,000 a month. I said a year, didn't I? $30,000 a month for the next year. We've been doing that for four straight years since that IHOP meeting late on a Friday night.
It was worth it, man. It's to get rid of that ass clown. It was worth it. I just wish Precious himself, Dave Hart, would have had a more national search for athletic director than hiring his homie, who was in a bad situation at Southern Miss that needed to get out of there. And that's another
scandal. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we won't even get into that because I don't think we should. But Hart bailed his boy out and got him here. And, you know, I don't think Hart did a damn thing.
We broke the story. Nobody gave us
credit. By the way, Hart hired Joe Dooley. So Gilbert fired Hart's boy, his other boy, Joe Dooley. But yeah, we broke the story that John Gilbert would be our next athletic director before anybody else, because we know a lot of people in Hattiesburg. Well, I know a lot of people in Hattiesburg. So, it is what it is, man. It's you know, we're getting off on base here. You know, it's again supposed to be about Dooley, but obviously it ties directly to John Gilbert. And we may never get access to anybody in the athletic department again after this show, Dave. But, you know, I'd love to see Scott Weatherby here. Scott Weatherby's a guy who's passionate about East Carolina. He's a guy that was here under Terry Holland. He knows how things are supposed to be done here. He's a guy who went on and had a successful stint at Mississippi State as an associate AD, and now he's the AD at Eastern Michigan, which is arguably the toughest job in FBS. You know, it is a school with no money. It is a school that is literally in the backyard of Michigan and Ann Arbor, literally like 15 miles from Ann Arbor. And he's doing a good job there as AD. And, you know, I'm not saying fire Gilbert. I'm not, I promise. I think Gilbert needs to correct some things, and he could do that now by making a home run hire in basketball. That would take a lot of the sting away. You know, back when Confer fired Ruffin, and Ruffin was much more beloved than Dooley. Had he hired a big name coach, had he, you know, even if he'd have been able to pull off Brady Hoke, who's doing a great job at San Diego State now, I think hiring Brady Hoke would have eased the pain of Ruffin being fired. And so I think that's the biggest thing Gilbert can do now is make a home run hire in basketball. And again, I don't think it has to be a big name, but a successful, proven, low major to lower mid major head coach who wants a pay raise and coach in a better conference. There's plenty of them out there, and I think we could get one of them. You might have to spend a little bit more money than you would hiring an assistant, but I think it would be the smart thing, and that's what I'm hoping Gilbert does at this point.
Well, and Robert Paul says Gilbert's a good fit for us. How is he a good fit for us when we get left behind, man? Come on.
Please explain, Robert. Please explain how Gilbert's a good fit for us, based on what? If you like the Mike Houston hire, yeah, it was a great hire. But I'm not going to give Gilbert too much credit for that. He, you know, obviously – anybody knew that was a great hire, and they just had the camaraderie with Nolan Ryan.
And by the way, Robert House said 100% of men's basketball alumni I've talked to didn't understand this decision and was excited in the direction the program was heading under Dooley. Absolutely. That's the thing is that, let me say this, Gilbert's a football guy, okay? What you need to do, Gilbert, is hire a basketball guy that can make basketball decisions. Because anybody
– again, this doesn't have to be football versus basketball. Terry Holland was a basketball guy. Let me say this. Football is always going to be number one here, and it always should be number one here. Basketball is never as going to be as important as East Carolina as football is. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You can still be successful in basketball with it being your number two sport. And it should still get a lot of attention. And, you know, to me, as you say, he's a football guy. Well, then I wonder why the hell he cared so much about firing the basketball coach. So
they didn't like him. It had nothing. That's my point. It had nothing with wins and losses. It had nothing to do success or failure. It had to do with my understanding. They haven't talked. They wouldn't talk to each other. I don't know. But the basic thing that comes down to.
Well, neither one of them have the most exciting personalities. Maybe they just couldn't talk to each other.
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is when we have a CBI bid, that would be a great springboard. You have a 500 season. You have a CBI bid. And we go to bowl games all the time. You don't go to bowl games to make money, John.
We don't go to bowl games all the time. We don't go to bowl games all the time.
No, I'm talking about when we have the – I'm saying when we have the opportunity, we don't turn a bowl down because we say –
Oh, he didn't turn the CBI down, Dave, because of the money. That was just him being a smartass. He turned the CBI down because he was firing Joe Dooley. You know, so it was just a smartass comment for him to make because we had the CBI invitation and you know, he turned it down because he was firing Dooley.
For one, our good friend Neil Punt said that he felt dead inside after hearing that Dooley was let go. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we had a chance. The thing is, what people don't understand, we had a chance to really build on this year. Well, guess what? You've blown up the program now. There's a whole bunch of players gone. You can say transfer portal. We're not going to get the kind of caliber of players that Dooley was getting, especially year one, two. Just totally ridiculous. And I think looking back when John Gilbert, and let me say this too, not just for John Gilbert, anybody that has anything going on right now, you have a legacy. How are people going to remember you? We know how Jeff Confer is remembered. So I ask you, John Gilbert, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be the guy that's cutting programs who we don't go to a bowl football game, to a bowl game? We were supposed to make an announcement for a capital campaign. I was told recently it was supposed to be this month. Well, it is March. I guess I should be fair. It's March the 12th, but it was supposed to be January. Then it was supposed to be March. I mean, when is the announcement going to be made for an indoor practice facility and all the stuff for Cliff Godwin? And my senior year is when Williams Arena was rebuilt, like Menjie's Coliseum. And I've been out since 1995. So what are we doing about improving stuff for basketball, football, all the sports for that matter? I mean, Terry Holland did a nice job, but that was what, Cal, back in around 2004-ish? I mean, when he started making improvements to our athletic facilities? I mean, it's been a minute. So it wasn't last year. So all the people in the world that say we don't have money, we need to save money, don't understand we're Division I. Maybe we should drop down to FCS. If we keep saying, I'm sick and tired of hearing about how we don't have any money. We're East Carolina. We always do more with less. That should tell you that we should raise more money, right, Kyle? I mean,
you know, we definitely need to do more to make more money. We need to, you know, with the Pirate Club, we need to be more creative in fundraising. We need to be trying to grow the Pirate Club. There's all kinds of stuff we could be doing. We don't appear to be doing nothing. You know, we're relying everything on football season ticket sales. And that's an old antiquated formula. And the way the Pirate Club has been working is an old antiquated formula. You check the average age of most Pirate Club members. We need to get younger. We need to get more diverse. We need to grow. We just need to grow. More people equals more money. And the Pirate Club needs to grow. And I don't see – what the hell we're doing to grow it. I mean, what the hell are we doing to grow the Pirate Club? Somebody please tell me. I don't have an effing clue. So it's several things back to what you're saying about facility upgrades. You know, back to football. You talk about how Gilbert's a football guy, and like I said, it's going to have to be basketball versus football because we don't do anything with football either. We haven't got it. You know, we did just give Coach Houston a nice contract. I will say that we did give him a good contract. But besides that, no indoor practice facility. We need a new scoreboard. Yep. For God's sake, are we going to replace our – look, man, people may say that the scoreboard's been there since 2010. In the world of electronics, it is antiquated as shit. 2010, this is 2022. It's 12 years old. That scoreboard is super antiquated. It has lots of bug issues. Our speaker system at the stadium sucks. All that stuff needs to be upgraded, which only helps the fan experience. And, you know, if you want to talk about attendance, you better have a good fan experience, man. That's important. It ain't like it used to be where people just went for tailgating and football. You better have a good fan experience, and that includes having a nice HD scoreboard and a good sound system. And all that stuff needs to be upgraded.
Let's get some comments in from YouTube. Robert has a great comment, question for you, Kyle, for you and me. We were talking about Scott Weatherby being a great person for AD here. He says, what do y'all think of Jeff Barber, AD at Charleston Southern, ECU guy? We like both of them. I have no problems with either one. Both of them, I think, would get stuff done here. We don't need – let me just say this. I like Ryan Robinson. I like John Gilbert. We don't need nice guys. We need guys that can get stuff done. We need doers.
I think Scott Weatherby would be more motivated at this point in his career. I love Jeff Barber. He's a Pirate. Jeff Barber's getting some age on him. I don't know how much longer he's planning on doing this. Scott Weatherby's young. He's in his 40s. I don't know his exact age, but it's got to be late 40s, mid to late 40s. So Scott, to me, would be the better choice, but I'd have no problem with Jeff Barber. I know Jeff Barber's a Pirate. He's passionate about East Carolina, and he would do a good job. I'm just saying long-term, Scott Weatherby's a guy who wants to be here, and I'm not saying he don't want to be at Eastern Michigan. trying to get him fired one job before he gets another one. But I think Weatherby's a guy who would want to be here. He'd be motivated to do big things at East Carolina, and maybe, you know, he might be here long-term, like a 20-year type thing. And, you know, that's something that could really be beneficial to East Carolina. Jeff Barber is a great AD. He's a Pirate, and I'd welcome him with open arms. I just, you know, what are you going to get out of him? How old is Jeff now, Dave? He's in the 60s.
Early 60s, I believe.
Yeah, so you may be in 10 years. I don't know.
Late 70s from high school. So he was like 50. So I think that's right.
Yeah, so you may be getting for 10 years, which is a good run. You know, 10 years is definitely a good run for an AD. So, you know, he's definitely not to the point where you wouldn't hire him because of his age. I just think of the two, I'd go Scott Weatherby at this point, but definitely wouldn't have a problem with Jeff Barber. And I'm not saying Gilbert needs to go. Gilbert can, you know, you heard about correctable mistakes. A lot of Gilbert stuff is correctable mistakes. Make a good hire right now, John, and that'll help with a lot of this. But one of the biggest fears we have is you're going to hire an assistant coach from Tennessee. And go make a good hire right now, and to me that'll help ease the pain of a lot of people who love Joe Dooley. And for those of us that aren't as passionate, you know, make a hire that's going to excite Pirate Nation. And you know, can you do that? And to me, if you're going to fire Joe Dooley, you need to be able to make a hire that's going to excite Pirate Nation.
No question. And speaking of Dooley, our good friend from 94.3 The Game, the producer for the Patrick Johnson Show, Ben Byram. What's up, dude? Dooley had the reputation of a great recruiter, even during his days with Kansas, not to be pessimistic, but it's hard to see a lower-level coach or an assistant out there that can recruit a player of the same caliber as Tristan Newton. I agree.
Well, I'll disagree with the lower-level coach. There's some young guys, some young head coaches that are at low majors or low mid-majors. You look at Wes Miller – was at USC Greensboro nights at Cincinnati. You know, that a hire like that, to East Carolina, like a Wes Miller type. You know, obviously not now, he's at Cincy, but coming from a UNC Greensboro or somewhere lower than that even, you know, like a Longwood. I think somebody like that could come in and be really motivated and really passionate and be a young, fiery guy that could create some excitement with players and fans alike. I'll say this about an assistant. Maybe if you got a big-time assistant from a major basketball program like a Duke or a Kansas or a Syracuse that has a lot of ties that could really, really hit the transfer portal, you know, maybe you got a guy from a program that is known for being able to work the transfer portal well. Something like that could potentially work. But, you know, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the approach. Based on track record and rumors, it's going to be hire somebody he's familiar with, which would be an assistant from Tennessee.
Here's something fun for you. I don't know that Kyle will do this, take part in this, but from Facebook, Craig says, Kyle, have a Gilbert dunk tank at the Pig Picking that will pay for the indoor practice facility.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to go that far. Can we do that with Confer? Can we bring Confer back and dunk him? I'm not going to go so far as to dunk Gilbert, but if he wants to do that, that'd be pretty fun. I still think a Jeff Confer dunk tank would draw more money. I think there'd be people lined up to buy tickets, like, you know, like at midnight if there was tickets for a Jeff Confer dunk tank. I don't know that the Gilbert one would draw enough to pay for an indoor practice facility just yet. Could you imagine the kind of money a Scotty Montgomery dunk tank would do?
That would make a lot. Robin House chiming again. Players were enjoying coming back and supporting the program a lot, new Dooley, and also Coach Steele is very visible in the program and helped building tradition. So and also he says that Dooley is a great recruiter in this era. That's big. Robert's asking, here's one for you, Kyle. You'll like this one. Why are there not swimming pools and end zones like at TIA? I guess are you talking about the Jacksonville? The Jaguars have that that pool they put in.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Why would there be? I mean, I don't. Why would there we? Have, what do you want to see? What do you want to see? The co-eds in the swimming pool? Now, I could go for that. Can we have bikini-clad co-eds in the swimming pool, and you know them frolic around every time we score a touchdown? And that'd be something. That'd be you know, good marketing tool. Help the fan experience. I'm for that.
I think that's why he said it. McLean Anderson says you can get a low major coach that will do well, but you don't voluntarily move on from a player the caliber of Newton. In my opinion, it appears that that's what we did.
Oh no, of course not.
You know, we had our best player, Jaden Gardner, last year was on the team of Virginia. They're going to the NIT. You have Winston Tabbs, the best player we had left, or coming in, rather. He didn't even play this year. Doubt that he's
going to play. Forget, a lot of people forget about that. But, yeah, he unfortunately – I don't know, man. I agree. I wasn't advocating firing Dooley to hire a good, successful low-major head coach. But I'm just saying at this point, you got to hope for the best. And to me, a proven head coach is the best-case scenario you're hoping for at this point.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, we're almost at an hour, and I appreciate it. We've got a ton of support tonight. Thank you so much. A lot of people need to remember in a matter of minutes, if you're watching live, to I guess you really don't have to worry about that anymore, but spring forward as the clocks go forward, when we lose 1 hour.
Well, you know, not everybody, you know, a lot of people have the decorative wall clocks with hands. Yeah. That's a big thing. They're the big giant ones. We have a couple of those up. I hope my wife sat them forward. I don't know if she did or not, but yeah, of course your cell phones, if you got a smartwatch. I don't wear a smartwatch. I like an old school watch. So I gotta set it forward. But yeah, you're right. You don't have to worry about it as much as you used to. A lot of stuff does it on its own.
No doubt. A lot of people used to be either early for church, in this particular case, late for church later on. So we'll see how that goes. Kyle, man, I appreciate you very much. It's fun for you to, you and I, we can banter back and forth. We miss Bubba tonight. I know we'll definitely have, by the way, a lot of players, former players want to chime in. And I know Robin did, but there's a lot that want to come on our show. We're working out that this coming week. Also want to remind fans to also, we have extra innings. We'll have that brought to you by, and that's Next Level Training Center, Trent Galeno, Britt. We appreciate them so, so much for being the title sponsor yet again. And
the doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah, starting at high noon, right, Kyle?
Yeah. Pirates play two against St. Mary's. And St. Mary's coming in with a good record. Playing a very good basketball league out there with Fullerton and Pepperdine and the like. So hopefully we can maybe win the doubleheader and get the sweep for the weekend, but you at least want to take one of them tomorrow and get the series 2-1. And looks like the baseball team is starting to get on a roll here for the most part. Had a hiccup against Virginia Tech midweek, but besides that, we've been rolling here recently.
No doubt. Appreciate all the support for the show. We've made over 600 episodes, 4 years. We appreciate you so much, and it's only going to get bigger and better. We promise. Thanks to all the listeners. We appreciate you, viewers as well, and those that are on archive on Facebook. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter, and that's at TheSportsOBJ and at TheSportsObjective on Instagram. And certainly, by the way, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've had a lot of people do that recently. We appreciate that very, very much. We got a big announcement come this weekend. I should say we'll do that tomorrow night or definitely Monday for sure. So you got to be paying attention.
Wow, that's a good surprise to me because I have no clue what you're talking about.
I'll tell you, it's not a, you know what it is. I'm not going to say. All right, we'll get out of here. Enjoy yourselves. Have a great day, everybody. Go Pirates.